Wasatch County Health Department Director Randall Probst reports that the stay-at-home order comes in response to the amount of per capita cases in Wasatch County. Wasatch County was in the top 50 counties in the U.S. for COVID-19 cases per capita last week. Only Summit County has more cases per capita in Utah.
We're anticipating that in the next week or two, we could see some fairly significant increases in the number of cases. And through all the efforts, we hope to actually change those models a little bit and make a difference.
The order requires that all non-essential businesses and operations cease. Essential businesses include grocery stores, healthcare providers, automobile repairs, and other businesses. An infographic of essential and non-essential businesses can be found through a link on kpcw.org.
The intent of the order is to ensure that the maximum number of people self-isolate in their places of residence to the maximum extent possible, while still enabling essential services to continue.
The order says residents can only leave their house for limited activities while applying social distancing. Residents can still go to the store if needed, but are encouraged to keep those visits minimal. Residents can do yard work, go on walks and exercise, go on a leisurely drive, visit public lands, all while practicing social distancing. Playground and park equipment are closed. Recreational visitors may not come into the county. Employees can go work in other counties if your work is allowed in that county, though residents are encouraged to work from home if they can. The order also asks if you have a cough, fever, or shortness of breath to stay home unless you need medical care.
Please don't go out in the community if you're having any of those symptoms. Please stay at home. If you need something from the store, then ask a neighbor or a friend. Ask them to maybe pick something up for you at the store and then have them leave it at your doorstep. Don't come out to them and don't have them come into your home. Just have them pick it up for you.
If you can pay that person back electronically, that is preferable. The county also encourages socialization and business be conducted by phone and computer. Wasatch County Council Chair Danny Good assured the public that Wasatch County leaders are making their tough decisions based on good information.
From the World Health Organization, from the CDC, from the White House Task Force, the State Task Force, from the governor, from the other communities and other elected leaders, as we're getting information from them, we've been in contact with Summit County. Tom Fisher, the county manager there, for sharing some of their lessons learned from putting out their information. From Park City's Mayor Andy Bierman, I've been able to talk to him quite a bit, and I really appreciate that. We've also had contact from our senators, our representative, John Curtis. We've worked together with the school district, the health department, the hospital, the sheriff's office, EMS and fire, Salt Lake County. We've made this decision not lightly because we know the impact that we'll have on the community, but we also have balanced it with every piece of information that we are getting from healthcare and medical experts and disease control experts.
The order remains in effect until April 14th, unless amended or extended by subsequent order. The county has issued a phone number to answer questions about that order. They ask that people please read the order before calling 435-657-3276 with any questions. As of Monday afternoon, Wasatch County had 45 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the community, including its first case of a child under 17 years old. 4 cases have been hospitalized, 1 in Wasatch County and the other 3 in Park City. Probst points out that's in line with the 10% rate of hospitalization statewide. Probst also reported, as of Friday, 12 of Wasatch County's cases have recovered. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.